This is Wade Rethy with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The value of tax breaks for nonprofit tax-exempt hospitals has more than doubled over the last decade, according to a new study. Supreme Court ruled 5-4 that specialty license plates are the government's speech and are thus immune from First Amendment attacks in a case involving making a Confederate flag plate. A woman is slated to replace Alexander Hamilton on the $10 bill. Major League Baseball said that participation in all of the major team sports had dropped in recent years, and that among children 6 to 17, baseball ranked ahead of soccer and football in participation, but behind basketball. 9 African Americans were killed at a prayer meeting in historic activist Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina, in a hate crime. A federal judge has found that American Express's rules were anti-competitive. A separate court this week denied the company's request to delay enforcement of that order. Starting in July, merchants will be able to offer discounts or rebates to customers paying with a card from Visa or MasterCard, or display signs showing which card brand they prefer. Visa and MasterCard also could lower fees with certain merchants in exchange for agreeing to steer customers towards their cards. From 2003 to 2013, the death rate from coronary heart disease has fallen about 38%, according to the American Heart Association. The National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, the primary federal agency that funds heart research, says this decline has been spurred by better control of cholesterol and blood pressure, reduced smoking rates, improved medical treatments, and faster care of people in the throes of a heart attack. Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri sent a letter to Amazon, Walmart, GNC, and a dozen other top retailers and companies asking what they're doing to prevent the sale of fraudulent and potentially dangerous food and medical supplements. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 189 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.